Joel and I will talk about what we read off the air while we play some
and if
music.
You read it too, you'll probably laugh along with us.
That's
and if you
right.
did, you're going to say, what are those guys talking about?
Why are they excluding me from the conversation?
Well, on the bus over here this morning.
This morning?
This afternoon.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's morning in certain parts of the United States when I drive over here, but it's afternoon in Minnesota, which is, yeah.
It's one thing the president didn't say today. He didn't use the phrase morning in America.
Well, that's nice.
He said a lot of things.
Was he bold?
Oh, he was bold.
Yeah. Well, you know, holding up a bank in the middle of the afternoon is bold, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, it's not necessarily a positive.
What
I'm saying. I was on the bus, and, you know, everybody's got war fever. Catch it.
Yeah.
And I was singing to myself a lovely song performed by a bunch of Satanists mm-hmm. around about the turn of the 70s. It's the Tender Love theme from Billy Jack.
Yep.
One Tin Soldier. And... thought, hey, why don't we play that today?
Can do.
It's topical. And we're going to play the original cast version of it.
C-A-S-T-E. That's the name of the group, the original cast.
Mm-hmm. Which I believe is the Billy Jack soundtrack one.
I think so.
Coven did the cover of it that made the charts.
It had a hit.
Yeah. But this is the original cast.
Right from the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
One Tin Soldier on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Have it for their very own. Go ahead and hit your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. Justified in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day. On the bloody morning after. One Tin Soldier rides.
Soldier. Oh, sir. lines in the sand.
I remember 12 years ago, back at WHPK in Chicago, we got the cassette of that, the Randy Newman song, Lines in the Sand. It was rush released to radio stations, you know, sympathetic radio stations, as the United States was ramping up for Desert Shield and then Desert Storm. And it was too late. By the time we got it, we were already fighting.
Right.
And that's Lines in the Sand from 1991 by Randy Newman.
That has since been collected on his box set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before that, it was really hard to get a handle on.
But Lines of Sand, Randy Newman from 91, which, mm-hmm. Does that make it the newest song we've ever played intentionally on the show?
I think so, yeah.
We unintentionally played those Thundermug songs from 98 once.
Mm-hmm. And an Edwin Collins song or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, that's Lines in the Sand from 12 years ago.
And
Go Diego in the middle.
Go Diego.
Go Diego with The Water Margin. It's a Japanese song, and they were the guys who did the English language version of it and had some success on the British charts with it.
I just know that it always makes me think about 12 Rods when I hear that, yeah. I hear that guy sing with his giant plaintive wail.
Mm-hmm. And it's from the early 70s. I mean, it's an old song. And the original cast singing One Tin Soldier.
Correct.
The Legend of Billy Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Oh, man.
Gotta let you know, Chuck.
Oh, more to read.
This week's featured CD at Aardvark Records is Dave Attell's Skanks for the Memories on the Comedy Central label. He's bald.
And it's not a ska record.
No, Skanks for the Memories, Dave Attell.
Uh-huh.
Of Insomniac on Comedy Central.
Yes. He is balding, he is acerbic, he consumes a lot of substances.
Mm-hmm.
And, videotapes his late night hijinks for everyone's entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And he plays a bad guy in some.
Oh, he's got a great bad guy face and vibe.
Yeah, I think he was a bad guy in Pootie Tang or something. I mean, he's. I think he's in Pootie Tang.
Sadate.
I can
look that up. But,
my main Damie.
On the runny kind.
Sign your pity on the runny kind. But anyhow, yeah, he's a comedian. Skanks for the Memories.
Yep.
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 Voopa, voopa, voopa.
It's so big.
No, I'm building art.
I took in, oh, damn it. Am I going to derail myself that quickly?
I think you just did.
Yeah, I think I just did.
Somebody left a banana peel on the track.
Zip. I gotta just leave that in the sand and come back to it.
Okay, what else are we gonna talk about, Chuck?
Well, I don't know how damn frustrating everything is when I watch the news.
I know.
Why I oughta harumph harumph.
Well, you know, I was talking about this last night,
mm-hmm.
with the lovely former wife, and talking about, you know, feeling like. Just like you don't have any power to do anything. It's like things are being done in your name without your say so. It's like you feel powerless to do anything. I mean, I will come right out and say I got really depressed in 2000 when the election went so badly awry. It's like it doesn't matter who casts what vote. It comes down to some kind of stupid whatever. And I had a real bad time with that. And then. You know, last year's election happens, like, oh God, now what? You get, sometimes you feel powerless, and it leads to frustration and anger.
It leads to and also it leads people who are, you know, wanting to find some solid ground of any kind, try to grab onto things, and then when you are offered perhaps an easy target to grasp onto, it's safer than feeling uncertain and adrift.
Right.
And so you grab onto something.
If you feel bad at work, you go home and kick the dog.
Oh, I'm thinking about a viewpoint. When you feel as
a viewpoint, sure.
You know, I don't know about this war, but I don't know. I'm kind of angry, and those guys aren't great. You know, but, you know, there's something should be done about them.
We got to hit somebody.
I don't know what's going on, and then somebody stands up, you know, and says, well, we ought to do this. In this case, it's, I don't know.
We don't know.
We ought to just go. We got to go.
It's go time.
We got to go.
Let's roll.
And everything, and it's like, yes, that's good. Somebody's doing something. I can jump onto that. Mm-hmm. Some people they're, you know, very formulated, very logical. They have their own opinions. And then there are people
And then there's Pee Wee Herman back in the corner of the bar saying, I think we should let him go.
It's frustrating as hell to watch things.
So, yeah, we're saying an awful lot without actually saying anything.
Well, because, you know, it's an overwhelming time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're talking about, you know, social things or fiscal things or budget things on a local level, on a state level, on an international level, these are overwhelming times. It's mm-hmm. way too much to take on. Normally, it's not all happening at once. But right now, it's happening all at once. And, you know, you either choose to try to dig into the details and be informed and do something,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's overwhelming and you just want to shut down.
Yeah, you put your hands over your ears and go, nah.
And I'm somebody who wants to, at the very minimum, I keep myself informed and try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And at least, you know, try to stay up. And then there are times when it's just still, you wind up having bouts of frustration when things mm-hmm. are, when amazing, astounding things are being said. As much as I believe people like the president, like Colin Powell, like, you know, all sorts of people, Tony Blair, on the international mm-hmm. as well, I believe that they believe what they're saying firmly, fervently. I don't think they're, you know, full of it. I just happen to disagree. And I don't...
Ari Fleischer, no.
Oh, no, that guy?
That guy, no.
That guy's got a weird comeuppance somewhere.
Yeah, his whole job is saying stuff he doesn't believe.
There's a deathbed conversion for that guy coming. He's just somewhere in his lifetime, he's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
But anyhow.
All I know is...
You know, somebody's got to stand up sometime. And it's starting to happen with increasing frequency and say, hey, wait a minute. Say, hey, you, sir, explain yourself. Or, hey, that's not right. Or, you know, please inform us. You know, don't just say stuff and then, you know, expect us to accept it at face value.
But the thing is, in the face of a highly divided nation, damn mm-hmm. near 50-50 here in our own, mm-hmm. and other countries overseas, specifically Spain and Britain, where polls are, the public opinion is overwhelmingly against
mm-hmm.
going to war in some form or another. In the face of that,
mm-hmm.
today's press conference earlier in the Azores,
literally in the face of that,
they all said we hear people, but we have a greater responsibility, and thus we will disregard. And that's going to be really harsh over there in those countries, and it's going to be really mm-hmm. divisive, even more so over here.
Yeah, the message being, we know better than you do. So shut up. We're going to do it anyway.
That's where it doesn't sit with people, right? At least not with me.
Oh, well, yeah, and we live here.
Ugh.
For heaven's sake. Anyhow.
It's a hard time.
Yeah, if you listen to us because you don't want to listen to the news, sorry.
Yeah, we got some work at it. There's
taking you sideways into it. But
it happens sometimes.
I know. But, you know, just do your best to stay as apprised of things as you possibly can, especially on the local level.
Oh,
for Christ's sake, because, you know, we are getting our war on, but there's also other stuff happening that's really, really bad.
A guy named Andrew lives in my neighborhood.
All you guys out there in Corcoran.
Oh, God, don't start.
You got something to answer for. Or perhaps that is the answer that you want to give.
Don't start me on the Corcoran guy.
Okay.
There's a guy in my neighborhood. His name is Andrew. And my wife mm-hmm. was up at the neighborhood office, and
sure.
he was there. And somebody was talking about, well, this is weeks ago. Somebody said, oh, maybe we're going to war. Who knows if we're going to go to war? And he just quietly said from the back, and he was like, oh, there's going to be a war. But it's going to be right here. You see, we had this. Yeah, he's a very active. He's got highly political yard art going on.
He's not a meteorologist, is he?
He's not.
Okay.
He's
so
not.
To speak.
He's mm-hmm. the people are going
to
rise up, according to Andrew. And he just quietly with
don't
this
need
calm,
a weatherman to tell us where the wind blows.
With this calm assurance, Andrew just goes, "Oh, there's going to be a war, but it's going to be right here."
Okay.
But then within a half hour, he also said, "You know, Tupac's not really dead."
You know, he's the one who's pulling the strings. He and Biggie.
Well, there's a whole lot of posthumous Tupac. I mean, how much could the guy have really put down on tape? There's a lot of records coming from someplace.
Well, there's all that Doors stuff that's coming out.
Well, see, this was Andrew's point, is
exactly.
Look at all these releases. He didn't have, like, secret dossier information.
Sure. Oh, yeah, okay. Wow, we just talked about nothing for quite a while.
Well, you know, short of saying, oh my God, this is absurd, everything's mm-hmm. upside down, the world's reeling out of control, these are the end times, people. It's in Revelations, people!
Mm-hmm.
Short of saying that,
it is truly a glorifying hour of witness.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Roxella.
Thank you very much for those lovely songs, George Beverly Shea.
Anyhow, yeah, we should probably play some music.
Chuck just and for, Joel's random political ranting.
Just for shiznit and gazigles.
Our seemingly bipartisan ranting, which really isn't terribly bipartisan.
No, but when you don't actually say anything, you're not partisan either way.
Yeah, well, we just danced around with a bunch of blather. Let's play
basically
some songs.
Things suck right now, so we're going to play a request for a Cat Stevens song, which a lot of just, you know, pretty much say it all.
This is called Trouble.
Mm-hmm. It's from the Mona Bone Jack Cohn record. This is right when Cat Stevens was starting to find his voice. He got sick for a while and then went on a spiritual journey, which eventually he ended up finding his destination in radical Islam.
Say, speaking of current affairs.
But a really peaceful kind of radical Islam. It's Cat Stevens, you know, Yusuf Islam, he's not a bad guy. And I'll go to bat for Cat Stevens / Stephen George Yu / Yusuf Islam any day of the week. I think he's an okay guy. So we're going to play Cat Stevens by request.
Request for Miss Dean. We didn't have the Steve Goodman songs you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We got this one.
We got Trouble.
On Cosmic Slop.
Oh, do we ever. On Radio K.
Radio K is proud to co-present In the Garage. In the Garage is a weekly all-ages underground music showcase. Sunday nights from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Dinky Towner Cafe. The Dinky Towner Cafe is located 2 blocks off campus at 412 and a half 14th Avenue Southeast. For more information, the Dinky Towner can be reached at 612-362-0427 or online at www.dinkytowner.com.
Trouble, oh, trouble set me free. I have seen your face and it's too much for me. Trouble, oh, trouble, can't you see? You're eating my heart away and there's nothing much left of me. I drunk your wine, you have made your world mine. So won't you be fair, so won't you be fair. So won't you be kind to me? Just let me go where I have to go there. Trouble, oh, trouble, move away. I have seen your face and it's too much for me today. Trouble, trouble, can't you see? You have made me a wreck. Now won't you leave me in my misery? I've seen your eyes and I can see death's disguise hanging on me, hanging on me. Shattered and tossed and worn, too shocking to see, too shocking to see. Trouble, oh, trouble, move from me. I have paid my debt, now won't you leave me in my misery. Trouble, oh, trouble, I don't want no fight, and I haven't got a lot of time. We'll be right back.
Part of Radio K's programming is made possible by the students of the University of Minnesota through their student activities fee.
This world is big and wild and half insane. Take me where real animals are playing. Just a dirty old shack with a hand of bark that we called our home. I wanna be back there among the cats and dogs and the pigs and the goats.
Requested Kinks on Cosmic Slop on Radio K. Animal Farm.
Very nice. Blah, 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 blah. Very nice phone call just now from friend of Slop, Leslie Ball.
Mm-hmm. I just figured out who you were talking to at the end of that conversation.
Wondered why I was going off on a political rant for as much as
hey.
I was. I was talking politics with Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's well and dug the Randy Newman song.
Fantastic.
I got to remind her that we gave her a copy once, so she's even doubly thrilled because it's right here in my house.
Got it. Listen to that over and over and over again.
You're right.
Get depressed.
Right.
All over and over again.
With Randy Newman, no.
No, heavens, no. He's all sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows.
Yes.
Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
It's kind of shaped like a lollipop.
He's a big-headed man.
He looks like a frog. He's a big frog-looking guy.
Yeah, but...
He looks like a guy that would go... Ribbit.
But he's won a lot of awards.
Yes. Yes, he has.
He's been nominated for a lot of awards anyway. He hasn't won a whole ton of them.
No.
But, he's a well-respected man about town. Doing the best thing so conservatively.
I figured you were going for that.
Wow, I'm Mr. Lyric quotation today.
Hot damn.
I've got other people's thoughts on my mind. Curved Air in the center there. Song called Backstreet Noise.
Mm-hmm.
And recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Stuart Copeland was a member of Curved Air before he joined the Police.
I was going to say that if you didn't.
He was the one American in that group.
Yep. I always get confused with Curved Air and the group Phil Collins was in before he was in Genesis.
Mm-hmm. We Suck?
I believe that was it.
Crappy Sounds?
No, I'm forgetting. Anyway.
Started things off with Cat Stevens, of course.
With Trouble by request. Mm-hmm. For Miss Dean.
She wanted Trouble. We gave it to her.
It's indeed.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, this week's featured CD at Let It Be Records.
Yes?
Is the Postal Service's Give Up on the Sub Pop label.
Okay.
Wow, I don't want to really hear the Postal Service saying give up, but...
No. Insert some sort of stamp joke here.
Hey-o! Zing!
What are we going to play?
You know, the mail used to be picked up and delivered twice a day.
I know. I know that because I have a bunch of old letters from my grandparents when they were courting, and it was all mm-hmm. about the afternoon mail and the morning mail. Oop, I've just got time to get this into the late mail.
Mm-hmm.
And they go off. And again, newspapers used to come out in the afternoon, too, because, heavens, things happened between morning and afternoon.
And there was no TV.
That you needed to know before you got, you know, before you turned in for the night, you needed to know what happened mm-hmm. in town in the last 7 hours.
And, you know, the chocolate milk radio 15 minutes was on the radio. Instead, you weren't really getting news. You were just getting entertainment from the devil tube box.
And then, Joel, sometimes they'd come around and the man would put the milk in the box in front of the house and it would be fresh in the morning and cold, especially in this climate.
And the lamplighter would come by at the end of the evening and then snuff the lamps out one by one.
My grandfather used to tell me about the town crier walking up and down the boulevards telling us the news of the day.
The news of the day. Yeah, the fresh cuneiform came out in the late afternoon as we were working on the hanging gardens who used to get the news in the cuneiform form.
Oh, heavens, I've got a whole box of those tablets in the back. I don't know what to do with them. How do you recycle stone tablets?
Yeah, or lining the birdcage with cuneiform.
With cuneiform stone
clay
tablets.
Or wax, as the case may be.
That's correct.
You could erase by melting the wax. Oh, golly, we just got all paleontological on you.
We did.
And that's because we got 20 minutes of Cosmic Slop remaining.
Let's talk. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, what should we talk, Chuck?
You got a plan, or should we talk about Costello and play that song?
Oh, well, give me the song to play. Which,
there you go.
Which one was it?
The Doomsday.
Oh. Hey!
Costello, Elvis Costello. We mentioned him earlier. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Big week for Elvis Costello because he also was one of the guest hosts of the David Letterman Show. And he was wry and kind of groovy and, you know, mm-hmm.
I thought he was doing it on Thursday, so I missed it.
That's too bad. You got to watch Will Ferrell fumble his way instead. He wasn't that funny, even though he's Will Ferrell.
No, he's only funny when he's playing a character. He's really...
He's got the Aykroyd problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Costello on Wednesday was the host of the Letterman Show, and he was, I thought, very entertaining and had a fine time and cracked some jokes and took a couple of swipes at America and politics. And
had the audience turn on him a couple of times.
Yes, he did, because he took a couple of pointed jokes. And then muddled his way through. He handled himself very nicely interviewing Kim Cattrall of Sex and the City, which I thought was a funny pairing of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played a song with his band, The Imposters, who are not The Attractions, although they're two of three attractions.
Mm-hmm.
When he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier the same week, the original attractions were there. Steve Naive on keyboards, Pete Thomas on drums, and Bruce Thomas, the bass player. Bruce Thomas, not really playing with Costello anymore.
They don't get along.
They don't get along at all. They asked him, would Bruce be playing with you guys at the Rock and Roll induction ceremony? And Costello's reply in Rolling Stone was, I only play with professional musicians, and as far as I know, Bruce is not a professional musician. When he was presented with his trophy, if I'm interpreting the coded language in print right correctly through the Associated Press, Bruce Thomas took his award, flipped a bird to the audience, walked off the stage, and directly out of the building. So,
hey, classy.
I'm feeling lucky. I got to see the second incarnation of the original attractions when they toured a couple of times in the mid-90s.
Yeah, I got to see one of those shows.
You and I went to that one together. Actually,
yeah,
didn't
that
we?
Was really good.
And Bruce always looked bored standing over there the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight, like we said, VH1 reshows the Rock Hall thing. And you can see a bunch of aging rockers all look happy and celebratory. And
if you're lucky, they'll have the big 12-bar blues jam at the end where everybody gets up on stage and puts their arms around each other and it goes on forever as people file out of the building.
I believe Steven Tyler gets up and sings with AC/DC.
Hey.
Go figure.
I think I will. I'll figure how much money is in that when the inevitable cash-in single comes out.
So we're going to play some Costello, and this song is what occurred to me as I was watching the news this weekend mm-hmm. and feeling bleak.
There's a lot of apt Costello for what's going on.
An angry man, and he's not afraid of politics.
Well, plus he was, you know, the height of his powers, the Falklands stuff was going on. And
yep, Shipbuilding is a great song.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we could play that later
on.
But no, there's... mean, what goes around comes around.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing new under the sun, and this is definitely nothing new.
If it didn't swear in a very satisfying manner, I was tempted to play How to Be Dumb off the same album that we're about to play, Mighty Like a Rose, from deep in the 80s, 89 in fact.
Mm-hmm. And so you just enjoy that in your comfort of your own
I'll enjoy
home.
The swearing in my head.
But instead...
Hurry down Doomsday, the bugs are taking over. Those are the lyrics running through my head this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is Elvis Costello, new to the Rock Hall.
And it is not a call to action. We are not actually saying, hurry down Doomsday.
No, it's just sort of the tenor of the times.
Oh, and...
Did you ever read something?
Yeah, we'll get into this quickly, strangely enough. Radio K is proud to sponsor A-Bomb Nation on Thursday, March 20th in the 7th Street entry. The Goochers International Robot and Ed Gein Fan Club will open the show. Friend of Slop Ollie and Ed Gein Fan Club. Doors for this 21-over event are at 8 p.m. For more information, First Avenue's telephone number is 338-8388.
Nifty.
A-Bomb Nation on Thursday.
And now, Elvis Costello. And
I, no, Hurry Down Doomsday.
This is just some Hurry Down Doomsday. The bugs are taking over on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
to town with the sun going down. All the windows were barred, there was no one around. For they knew that I'd come with my hand on my gun and revenge in my heart for Maria. My dearest departed Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria. Laughter echoed across from the end of the street. There was the man I was burning to meet, and my mind was so calm and so clear as I took my revenge for Maria. And he fell to the ground, raising dust all around. But I knew he was dead long before he went down. It was quick, it was clean, made it easy on him, which is more than he did for Maria. When he did what he did to Maria. Take an eye for an eye and a life for a life, and somebody must die for the death of my wife. Yes, I did what I did for Maria. I did what I did for Maria.
The last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Denver train.
Oh, heck. It's, no. No, we're not going to play the live one. Jeez, I thought it was the album version. One of those greatest hits with re-record stuff on it. Nah, hell with that. Nah, we're gonna play something else instead.
Turn me on, Dead Man.
turn me on, Dead Man.
Paul's dead. No.
We're going to do something else.
We're going to do something.
Joan Baez was in town with Roger McGuinn. And here's more.
Something else.
Through the long grass, by the tall trees, there's a cabin nestling in the pines. And my sweetheart's catching small fish with a cane and a length of cord for line. So if you're with the table already set to eat. So if you're passing close by, please come and join us, join our company. Oh,
Yeah, she's a cute little Australian, that Kylie Minogue.
Mm.
The Dublin Corporation, unavailable on CD anywhere. That sucker has been out of print forever. And Come and Join Us.
Very nice.
By the Dublin Corporation.
Nice hit.
Tony Christie in the middle there, doing his best ersatz Tom Jones impersonation.
I've even heard that on this very show before, and I fell for it just going, whoa, Thomas with the Tom Jones.
No, that's a guy named Tony Christie singing I Did What I Did for Maria.
Hey, and it says he's basically justifying his eye for an eye retaliatory behavior.
Only problem is he's going to the gallows.
Uh-huh.
Hey, funny how things work out that way. And started things off with Elvis Costello.
Hurry Down Doomsday, The Bugs Are Taking Over from Mighty Like a Rose. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever played anything from that record before. It's a weird album with groovy stuff on it.
Well, that's because it's from 1989. It's a little late for us.
Yes, but it's got So Like
it's got
Candy
Harpy's Bazaar on it. Yeah, So Like. No, we have played So Like Candy.
Have we?
We played that before.
It's also got Sweet Pear on it, which I don't care for all that much.
And the other side of summer.
That's when the Hasidic Costello was running around. The bearded Hasidic Costello. I love that he was at sort of his fattest and furriest, yet he did the video about running around on beaches for the other side of summer, looking really funny. Whoa, that was cool.
Oh, what a neat little noise.
Yeah, anyway, Costello. Big week for Elvis.
Big week for everybody, Chuck.
It's yes.
A big week for all of us.
Yes.
All of us who love music.
And the big thing to look for is see how much or how little of Neil Young's anti-war ranting winds up on the VH1 rebroadcast.
My guess
tonight.
Is very little.
Very little. Certainly not.
He is Neil Young, but he's Canadian, and that's one step away from French.
Wow, that's true. Oh, the France stuff. God, the France stuff.
God, what's with people? What kind of dumbasses are in the House of Representatives? Well, I guess we know now.
Actually, it was two senators that stood up, I thought.
No, it's the House.
They're reps? Okay.
Yeah, it's a couple of representatives.
Proudly displaying their freedom.
Yeah, the bar is a little bit higher for
it's
the House
true.
Of Representatives. Anybody can and does get in there.
Well, it's lower for the representatives.
Oh, lower. Right. Yeah, well, it's so high that they can just kind of crawl under it. That's the point that I was making.
Yes. The
anyhow, yeah, there are some serious dumbasses who are making decisions for
us. You know those French fries, even though they're Belgian. Those French fries, if you don't call them French fries, that'll show them.
Oh, that'll show them. Yeah, boy.
And the wine, dumping out the French wine, that'll show them. Especially since, why? You already paid for it.
I mean, I've done stupid crap like that, in my own mind, spite people. You know, it's like, I refuse to wear a ponytail ever again just, because I have an issue with certain ponytailed individuals.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I'll show them.
I'll have one.
Which, it's not a bad thing to not wear a ponytail.
Hey, in passing, I know it was being done slightly tongue-in-cheek, but they were going to cover some of the anti-French sentiment ridiculousness going on. Which is really... I don't care if you're pro, anti, anything. It's embarrassing.
It really
is. It's embarrassing. There was actually a shot, like a helicopter shot, cruising around the Lady Statue of Liberty, and they're like, "Should we return Lady Liberty?" And it was that cheeky, not so funny Anderson Cooper guy on CNN, he was,
when Paul Majors tries to do, a human interest story or something, is the kind of jokely, chuckly. Boy, I don't exist on a plane higher than you are. I'm actually just one of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a robot. That guy's a robot.
He's a robot.
Anyhow, now that we've slandered Paul Majors.
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that same beef with him. He's slick and polished, and
he speaks for the moneyed classes of which he is one.
He delivers the news in a fine fashion. That
I'm sure he does,
me.
but when he lets his personality get through, it's not a very nice one.
There is a snicker.
There's a tut tut and a look at the rubes kind of thing going on with him.
Tut tut.
Mm-hmm.
It's better. There's a new guy that's on Channel 11. He's a young, very young, fresh-faced guy doing feature stories and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say...
Is he the intern that they make, get into the,
no,
get into
no,
the
no,
tent
no.
with the mosquitoes?
He's actually a reporter and does stuff. His last name is Goldberg. Very kind of very so young. He looks like a less mature Mo Rocca from the Daily Show. And
Goldberg,
that's saying something.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway, he's got himself like a bowl cut and these glasses and stuff, and he's wearing a super hot, trendy suit. He's so clearly like, younger viewers will be hip to Mr. Goldberg and his
style.
Oh,
so he's the poochie.
He's
the poochie.
He's kind
of
poochie. He's got the young guy stuff. I don't know why we went off on that tangent.
Hey, wiggity, wiggity.
We actually halfway promised Goldberg's Mark we'd finish
house.
Early. All right, the show is over.
Yeah, the show is
over. We're
going
to play one more song, and it's pointing out the fallacy of war from the pointlessness of war, futility of war.
Mm-hmm. From the dope-smoking monkeys from the late 60s. Got to let you know, there is a place called the Dinky Towner.
Yes, there is.
There is Friday after work, and I do have music that I play there.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So
others may consider it an option.
You may consider it an option for your Friday after work entertainment.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Going until 8.
Take a note.
Mm-hmm. It has been noted in the building.
Yes.
You're listening to KOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul, KOM FM St. Louis Park, better known as Radio K.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And Mark will continue on with the evening with your Radio K favorites and other things.
I see Cocteau Twins in the pile. I'm very happy to see that.
Yes, that's one of those EP things. I don't remember that one.
Excellent.
And I see Beck's Mutations. But we're giving away his playlist. we'll just let
coming up on Radio K.
On Deck with Mark. We're going to play a song from the Monkees. This is from the album Pisces Jones Aquarius Limited. Is that what it is? Did I get that string?
No,
right?
It's from the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees.
Oh, so it is. I picked the wrong record. Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees, the last record with all four of them on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Zor and Zam, and it sounds sort of precious in a kind of cloying way.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is made.
Yeah.
Zor and Zam from the Monkees. We'll see you next week at 2 with more Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
The King of Zor, he called for a war, and the King of Zam, he answered. They fashioned their weapons, one upon one, ton upon ton. They called for war at the rise of the sun. Out went the call to one and to all, that echoed and rolled like the thunder. Trumpets and drums, roar upon roar, rolling the call of come now to war. Throughout the night they fashion their might, with right on the side of the mighty. They puzzle their minds, plan upon plan, man upon man, and the dying of dawn, the great war began. Upon one, none upon none, the war it was over before it begun. Two little kings playing a game, they gave a war, and nobody came, and nobody came, and nobody came, and nobody came.
Camino bajo la luz artificial, ya no hay casi nadie en las calles mugrientas. Miro alrededor y noto una cierta tranquilidad, pero todo me parece un paisaje que está forzado. Hojas de afeitar, hojas de afeitar. Boca de afeitar, boca de afeitar.
Radio K's programming is made possible by the students of the University of Minnesota through their student activities fee. Programming on Radio K is supported by the Minnesota Orchestra's Student Saver Card, the special card that allows high school and college students to attend any four classical concerts at Orchestra Hall. More information is available at 612-371-5656 or at minnesotaorchestra.org.